Praise the Lord. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord this Valentine's Day? Amen. To be with Him. Amen. Isn't He an awesome date? Amen. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Glory to God. The title of my message tonight is Super Glue Faith. That was a little... Let's try it again. Super Glue Faith. Yeah. Amen. That's great. Praise God. Well, we all know about super glue, don't we? Thank God for super glue. Because it works. It's a good adhesive. And we want to have super glue faith tonight. Turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Chapter 15 and verse 38 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." So it says to be steadfast and unmovable. Sounds like being super glue, having super glue faith. Don't be moved, easily moved, amen? When you're living for God, you're walking by faith, you're not walking by sight, you're not walking by circumstances, you're not walking by situations, but we are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We want to have super glue faith, amen? Nothing can move us. We are steadfast. We are unmovable, amen? When you have super glue faith, you're not easily moved. Hallelujah. You're not easily pulled in a tizzy, as you might say, amen? Now, we're all tempted to be, aren't we? We're all right there so many times. But no, we go back and we say, wait a minute, who is my God? Who is my mighty God? How strong is my mighty God? Look what my God can do. Amen. So I'm back. I got that super glue faith back. Amen. Nothing can separate me from God. Nothing can separate me from the Word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we are victorious. Glory to God. That's how our faith needs to be. It needs to be like super glue. Amen. We just need to just saturate our faith with super glue, which is the Word of God. Amen. Just saturate ourselves with the Word of God. Saturate ourselves with the super glue of the Word of God. Amen. Now let's turn to Psalms chapter 33. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 33, verses starting with verse 20. Through 22, says, "Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in Him, because we have trusted in His holy name. Let Thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in Thee." Now, our hope is in the Lord, amen? We put our hope in Him. We put our trust in Him. No matter what our situation might be, our hope is in the Lord, amen? No matter what our circumstances are, our hope is in the Lord. Our trust is in Him. We don't put our hope in man. Man may fail us. Man probably will fail us. We don't put our hope in things because things will pass away. They may perish. Amen. So our hope is in our God. Amen. He is the one that is our strong tower tonight. Hallelujah. He's the one that is always a present help in time of need. Amen. No matter what that need is tonight, He is the answer. He is the way maker, amen? He's the one that will make a way where there seems to be no way. He never fails. Hallelujah. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. He is always on your side. He is always for you. Amen. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Nobody can. Amen. You know, God has an amazing plan for your life. Hallelujah. And as long as we stay stuck to God, stuck on the Lord and stuck on His Word, all the forces of darkness cannot steal that plan that God has got for you. Now, the enemy will make you think that he's going to steal God's plan for your life. He'll make you think that he's got you right where he wants you. Amen. But God has got the devil right where he wants him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to stick with God.
Yes.
We're going to stick with God's word. Amen. We're going to have that super glue faith. Nothing is going to pull us away from our faith. Nothing's going to pull us away from our God or God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Joseph had super glue faith. He went through a lot of hard things. He went through some tough situations. Amen. His brothers betrayed him. Now, that's a hard thing to deal with. If you ever been betrayed by a family member, then I'm telling you, the devil will set it up, and then he'll condemn you. So Joseph was betrayed by his brothers. They threw him in a pit. That is some mean, jealous brothers right there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. And then Joseph was sold into slavery. And then he was falsely accused and thrown into prison. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like those situations. I don't like the situations that Joseph was put in. But you know, Joseph had that super glue faith. Instead of being angry and instead of being bitter, like so many of us have to fight against, having that bitterness from the things that the enemy throws at us, he put his trust in God. Amen. Through all the bad things that Joseph went through, all the things that happened to him, he kept his faith in God. He kept that super glue faith. He didn't let go. He didn't bend. He didn't bow. Amen. And I call that super glue faith right there. Amen. Hallelujah. And because, see, there is always rewards for keeping our faith in God. And because Joseph kept his faith in God, God vindicated Joseph. Amen? God promoted Joseph right in the face of his enemies. Amen? And then he was put in charge over the whole nation. Praise God. That is some rewards. Amen? For super glue faith tonight. Hallelujah. We're not letting loose. We're not letting go. We're not weakening, amen, but we're staying steadfast and unmovable. Nothing moves us. Nothing shakes us, amen, because we are God's children. He is our Heavenly Father. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and He is still on the throne, amen. He is still over all the world, all the earth. He is over your life. Amen. He is over your life tonight. Glory to God. David was another one with super glue faith. He faced a lot of opposition. He faced a lot of things. A lot of hard things came against David. He faced the giant Goliath. But he put his trust in his God. Are you facing a giant tonight? Are you facing a situation tonight that looks impossible? Well, your God is the God of impossibilities. Amen. He knows how to come on the scene and slay that giant. Amen. Hallelujah. and you'll come out on top. He faced the giant. David faced great, strong enemies, armies come against him. And again, his own family members came against him. The devil has the same old tricks. He doesn't have anything new. Amen. So God knows all of the enemy's tricks, and God knows just how to bring you out of them. Praise God. He knows just what to do. And he is working on your situation right now. He's working on your behalf right now. Amen. God is a God that has a plan. See, he's not just up there saying, "Whoa, I wonder what I'm going to do with that situation. Look at the mess that one got themselves into." No, God sees exactly what's going on in your life. And he's working on your behalf right now to bring you into victory. Amen. David had plenty of reasons too to become angry and bitter, just like Joseph did. But David had that super glue faith. Amen. He said, "God is my God, and I know what my God can do." Amen. If that's all you can say is, "God is my God, and I know what my God can do." Right in the middle of the situation, just pitch a fit to the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Psalms chapter 27. Talking about David. Man of faith. Super glue faith. Starting with verse 1, Psalms 27 and 1. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell." Glory to God. Are you ready for your enemies to stumble and fall? Amen. "Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion." You know, you are hidden tonight. You might not feel like you're hidden, but you are hidden in God's pavilion tonight. Amen. "In the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto him." Glory to God. David knew who his God was, and he knew what his God could do. He had super glue faith. Yes, this army might look strong. It might look mighty. It might look powerful. I might look outnumbered, but I know who my God is. My God has me hidden. I'm in the pavilion of my God. Amen. I am hid from the enemy. Glory to God. God will fight your battles. Just be like David. "I'm just going to sing. I can't help all these enemies coming against me. I can't help all these armies coming against me. Can't help this giant coming against me. All these things, I'm just going to sing. Glory to God. I'm just praising my God. I'm just going to sing praises to God." Amen. Right in the middle of the battle, right in the middle of the attack, Just bust out in song. Amen. Devil don't know what to do with that. He said, I've done messed with the wrong person. This is a crazy person right here. I better find somebody that's not so crazy. Crazy faith. Unmovable, steadfast, super glued to that faith, amen. I can't be moved off of my faith. My faith is in my God. My trust is in my God. I can't be moved off of it. Although it might seem like a host surrounds me, but I got a heavenly host. Glory to God. Bigger, more powerful. Glory to God. Whom shall I fear? Romans 8:31 says, if God be for you, who can be against you? Praise God. Yes, Satan sent the attack. He sent that sickness to try to defeat you, to try to get you off of your faith. He sent that family problem to defeat you, to try to cause problems and division, to try to get you away from your faith. Amen. Yes, Satan sent that evil report to try to defeat you, to try to destroy your faith. See, Satan is the one that does these things. He's the one that's at the root of it, that's behind it all. Amen. Satan sent that financial problem to try to bring you defeat, to try to discourage you so bad that you get off of the Word, that you let go of your faith. Yeah, Satan is the accuser. He sent that accusation against you to try to defeat you. He wants to put you in that condemnation. See, he'll cause the problem. He'll stir it up on the job. He'll stir it up. And then when you get in the flesh, then he'll say, what kind of Christian do you call yourself? See? But when we fall, I shall arise. When we fall, I shall arise. Amen. I don't stay down. If I mess up, who in here has never gotten in the flesh? Come up here and tell us how you did it. Amen. We'd all like to know, because we're all in the same boat. We all get tripped up, amen, and fall into the trap of the enemy. But our God knows how to bring us out. Amen. If we don't stay down, if we don't give in to what the enemy wants us to do, amen. Get back up. Dust yourself off and keep on going. Amen. Hallelujah. But God says what Satan meant for evil, he will turn it around for your good. Amen. He just loves to give the devil a black eye. Amen. He'll use that very thing that the enemy comes against you with, and he'll turn it around for his glory. So no matter what obstacles come your way, put your hope in God. Let him be your hope at all times. Never lose hope. Amen. Your hope is in the Lord, the one that took Joseph from the pit to the palace. Yes. Amen. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your hope is in the God who caused David to defeat Goliath. Yes. Amen. He'll do the same for you. Your hope is in the God who spoke the worlds into existence. Yes. Excuse me. Let me get a drink of water here. Y'all don't make me preach to you tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's awesome. He's mighty. He's great. Amen. Hallelujah. Our hope is in our God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our hope is in the God who parted the Red Sea. Our hope is in the God who heals, delivers, sets men free. That's who our hope is in tonight. Amen. The God who is able to do all things when we trust Him, when we look to Him, when we're waiting on Him, our faith and our hope is in Him, not in man, not in money. We like money. We have to have money to live, but my hope is in God. Yeah. Excuse me. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 61. The God who is more than enough. Praise God. Isaiah 61 and 7, but I want to read it in the Message translation. It says, because you got a double dose of trouble, more than your share of contempt, your inheritance in the land will be doubled, and your joy goes on forever. Hallelujah. You might feel like you've gotten a double dose of trouble. Amen. And if you've lived for God for very long, for any length of time, you have experienced that double dose of trouble. Amen. And maybe you have had more than your share of contempt. Well, that's good news tonight, because God has got double blessings for you. Get ready for the double blessing, amen. Get ready for God to come on the scene and turn that situation around, amen, for your good, hallelujah, and for His glory, because His glory is going to shine bright, amen. What the devil meant for evil, God is going to turn it around for your good. So be ready tonight. Expect tonight. Expect the double. Expect a double blessing, a double portion of good. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's not talking about just when we go to heaven. That's talking about right here, right now, on earth. Amen. The double blessing on your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we want to have that super glue faith tonight, amen. We want to get ready for what God's got for us, amen. And God has got victory for us. God has got good things for us. He's got double blessings for us, amen. And expect the blessings of God to be poured out on you, amen. God loves you tonight. God loves you with an everlasting love. Amen. Hallelujah. And God's going to turn that situation around tonight. Hallelujah. And it's going to be a double blessing. It's going to be a double whammy. Let me say that on the devil. Amen. A double whammy on the devil. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If the enemies come against you, get ready for the good things coming your way. Amen. God is a good God. He is a good, loving God. And He has good things for His children. Amen. We have to have our super glue faith in our good God who has good things. And He has a good plan for you tonight. Amen. So let's stand up tonight. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I just come to you tonight, Father God, thanking you, Father God, that you are the God that is more than enough for whatever situation your people are going through tonight, whatever circumstances, Father God, you are more than enough for them. And Father, I thank you that your plan, Father God, for each and every person's life is for good. And Father, that you have a way, Father God, for escape for those that feel like they have fallen and failed. You have a way of escape. Father, we can just dust ourselves off. And we can get back up, Father God. And we can just keep on going. We can hold our heads up high. And know that our God never leaves us and never forsakes us. But He's always with us. And we thank You for that, Father God. We thank You, Father God, that we are receiving. We are expecting and we are receiving the double blessing, Father God. For the trouble that the enemy has brought to us, he is a defeated foe. Yes, yes. And we thank You, Father God, that You bring us the victory. Yes. And we are triumphant. We are a triumphant church, Father God. And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We make a much of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just stomp on the devil for a minute. Let's just stomp on the devil for a minute. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're victorious. Hallelujah. We're more than conquerors. We are triumphant in our God. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Victory. 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 Glory. Victory is yours tonight. Victory is yours tonight. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Faith has risen up tonight. Hallelujah. I can feel faith has risen up. The enemy tried to tell you that you've messed up one too many times. But the devil is too stupid to know that he's the one that messed up one too many times. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah, he's a messed up now. Glory. Hallelujah. We might not have known when we came in the door tonight that we have the victory. But when we go out the door tonight, we're going to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have the victory. Glory. Glory. The victory. We have the victory. Yes, we do. The victory belongs to You tonight. Yes, hallelujah. I'm going to stomp a little bit more. I'm just going to stomp a little bit more. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. You know why I'm so excited? Hallelujah. Because I know what God's got in store. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It makes me want to shout tonight. It makes me want to praise my God tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Glory. I'm getting stirred up because I feel what God's about to do. I can feel it tonight. I know. Woo! There's some victory. There's some breakthrough. Glory to God. Glory to God. Double for your trouble. Double for your trouble. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Ooh, I love to give the devil trouble, don't you? Glory to God. No, he's not worth nothing. Absolutely not. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I've never heard that.
G-L-Y. The devil ain't got no alibi. He's ugly. Absolutely ugly.
Absolutely ugly. Not just ugly, he's absolutely ugly. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want to stop, but oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're going to hear about some doubles. Amen. We're going to hear about some doubles. Amen. I don't want to miss what God's got. God's got something else. I don't want to miss it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Woo! Glory. Woo! Glory. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's something about just breaking through that thing and giving God praise. See, Karen got a hold of that Sunday morning. I don't know how many of you noticed. She tore up the back aisle back there. She was like, I'm tired of what the devil's been doing. I'm just tired. I'm giving God everything. I'm just laying it all out there. And she just ripped and roared back there on the back aisle. It was awesome, wasn't it, Karen? Yes, it was awesome. Yes. Hallelujah. Has God done anything good for you? Amen. Hallelujah. Has He provided when you went through a struggle? He came through for you. That's his lawnmower tore up on him. God gave him a better one. Amen. Hallelujah. That's who our God is. He did. He turned it around. What the enemy meant for evil, God turned it around for good. Amen. Hallelujah.
And you know Sunday you said was increase Sunday?
Yes.
Well, Monday I started a new job.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Increase. Increase. Yes. Hallelujah. Woo, He's good. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah. He stood for that job for a long time. Yes. God came through. Amen. Came through for him. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's see. Waiting on the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And sometimes we have to do it by faith.
Yes.
Amen. Have to do it by faith. Karen did that Sunday morning.